MTB Cast.
Yeah, MTB, this is Hal Russell. I don't think I called in the last 2 or 3 days. I've been kind of out of service here down in Mississippi. Right now, I've been riding probably an hour or so. Got up early this morning and I'm on some Mississippi red dirt road, it looks like. A lot of them here. Really beautiful. Yesterday we went through some forest area, a lot of logging here, and it was pretty. And a lot of deer camps or hunting camps of some sort. It's pretty cool. I didn't pick the best place to camp last night. It's hard to know just where to camp. And I've been trying to ride till dark. Yesterday I got a pretty early start. Got up around 3:40, I think, and got off, and it was the hottest day I've had yesterday. It was just, it knocked the heck out of me, and so I didn't move too fast, but I finally got in my 100 miles, so I stopped and picked the first decent-looking place, and had about dark, and wasn't the best of choices. Dang, it was hot there. Thursday, just dirt to lay down my sleeping bag, and I don't mind that at all. Only thing I generally see is these little bitty ants, and they're not too bad. I can tolerate them. They don't seem to bite, and they were there first. So, but dang, about 10:44 p.m., all of a sudden I woke up, and one of those little devils had called in my ear and was walking around my eardrum. That wasn't cool at all, man. You never had a bug in your ear, it's not cool. I wear hearing aids, and that was in my worst of my ears, but I could still hear the little devil crawling around there. Sure left my dang hearing aids in, and then I got in there, but I'd take them out at night. And so anyway, I poured some water, squirted water in there, and tried to drown him. And shut him up for a little bit, and then he come back to life. And so I really had at it, and I think I finally got him drowned. I don't know if I got him out of there or not, but I actually think I might have. My ear feels pretty normal, and but I'm riding without my hearing aids. I don't know. But there's always something out here. I've had a lot of trouble with elk down here in Mississippi, and yesterday wasn't too bad. A couple of days before that, I had a pack of hounds chase me down and try to eat me alive, it seemed like, anyway. And I had a little healer sneak up on me and bite me on the back of the leg, and that wasn't cool. But just nipped me, didn't break the skin or nothing, so all was good. There's probably a lot of other things going on. A lot of good karma things happen, yeah. Meet some cool people at places you stop. Yesterday, I thought I had 91 miles to go, but in this heat before I get anywhere, and dang, I rolled up on Paris, Mississippi. I'd gone about 40 miles maybe, and man, it's like paradise. I thought it was mirage at first. I seen a dollar store sign just out through the woods. I thought, oh, you're seeing things. And but there was a dollar store, and a little up the road was a cafe, and then there was a little C store, a convenience store of some sort. And I went in there, and I asked the lady about the restaurant, and she said, "Yeah, but we fixed food." And dang, she fixed me a jumbo burger and fries, and I sat there for a little while. And man, that revived me. That's good with a Coke and a Powerade. Then I was back on the road for a while, but they fixed me up with some fried chicken. That's my favorite, fried chicken, man. So I've been trying to make amends with the dogs when I see them. I keep my chicken bone and throw them out to them, but it doesn't always work. But anyway, I should be coming up on another store before long, and then another hot day. It doesn't cool off here at night. I've got to pick a better camping spot than where I was. I got to get up where there's a cool breeze. Last night, I smothered to death, and I couldn't get in my... I had to sleep outside. The bivvy is just too hot. So I fought a few mosquitoes and that dang ant. So we'll see what the day holds. Anyway, I'm doing just fine.